Clouds and a crescent moon are reflected in a pool of water. A fishing line drops in, causing ripples. A boy sits in the crook of the crescent moon with his fishing rod. The moon becomes the curve of a letter D, and more letters form behind the clouds. DreamWorks SKG. Titles appear. DreamWorks Pictures. In association with Pathé presents an Aardman production. In stop-motion claymation, a full moon glows in a night sky. Moonlight glints on barbed wire atop the chain-link fence that encloses a yard with low-slung huts in rows like a prison camp. A stout man carrying a flashlight and walking a guard dog patrols the perimeter. Toting a shotgun on his shoulder, the man shines his light through a chain-link fence. As the dog scans the darkness with bulbous yellow eyes, the man checks the padlock on a gate. Moving on, in black rain boots, the man plods along the fence. Inside the yard, a chicken steps into the shadows and takes cover along the side of a hut as the man and his dog pass by. The chicken reaches her three-toed foot into the moonlight and peers around the corner, revealing her orange face. The man shines his flashlight in her direction, and she ducks into the shadows. As he moves on, she makes a run for it. With a chunky, pear-shaped body, she pumps her arm like wings as she runs into a fence. Finding a metal spoon, she looks around. Walking away, the guard dog bares its teeth. As the chicken digs, the man whips around. The chicken hides behind a post as his flashlight shines on it. He moves on, and the chicken continues digging. Tossing the spoon aside, she crawls under the fence. Her red comb sticks up like spiky hair in front of her green hat as she runs for cover against the wall. She waves her wingtip like a hand, and more chickens step out of the shadows. Five run up to the fence. A tubby chicken crawls under the fence and gets stuck. The man with the gun looks around as the tubby chicken claws the ground.
Stuck!
The orange chicken rolls her eyes. As the other hens push the tubby one, the orange chicken covers the stuck hen's beak, then sees the man and his dog.
Get back!
She shoves the chicken back under the fence as the other hens pull. Unleashed, the guard dog takes off after the orange chicken and the man grins. As the dog barrels toward her, the chicken bolts up a stairway. Two dogs close in and she backs into a garden gnome. Grabbing the statue, she aims the gnome's pointy hat like a sword. One dog chomps it. Chewing ceramic pieces, the dog prowls toward the chicken. Her eyes grow wide, and she shakes in fear. A door opens behind her, and the chicken squints against a bright light. She looks from a pair of stockinged feet and fuzzy pink slippers to a woman's stern face.
Mr. Tweedy. What is that chicken doing outside the fence?
Oh, I don't know, Lorraine.
Just deal with it. Now!
Mrs. Tweedy slams the door closed, and her husband frowns at the orange chicken. Holding her by the neck, he carries her to a storage bunker.
I'll teach you to make a fool out of me.
He throws her in, slams the lid, then glares at the other chickens.
Now let that be a lesson to the lot of you! No chicken escapes from Tweedy's farm!
He stalks away. The view rises above the fenced-in yard where the chickens stare through the chain link like prisoners. A title appears, Chicken Run. In the bunker, the orange chicken scratches a horizontal tally line across four vertical lines, then slumps on some trash. In a hut, chickens sleep in nesting boxes arranged like bunk beds. As they wake up and get out of bed, they each leave behind an egg in a bed of straw. A hand removes the eggs. On a form tracking egg product, a pencil makes check marks in Tuesday's column next to chickens identified by numbers. On a conveyor belt, eggs and cartons move along. In the bunker, the orange chicken squints against daylight, then steps outside. Mr. Tweedy points to the fenced-in yard, and the chicken mopes up to the gate. He opens it and gives her a little kick. She steps into the yard and he closes the gate behind her. Inside Hut 17, the orange chicken unrolls an escape plan. Later, Mr. Tweety rolls a cart full of egg cartons past a cylindrical feeder. It pops up on two chicken legs, and the chicken in disguise trots after the farm. Chickens hiding under an upside-down trough stand up with the trough on their heads. They back up, then swing sideways, bumping into bystanding chickens. As the farmer closes the gate, the orange chicken, hiding in the feeder, props it open. She watches the chickens under the trough slam the gate. As they try to sneak out again, they ram the gate and flip over. The orange chicken frowns. She bumps into Mr. Tweety, then gets tossed into the bunker again. In a storage room, Mrs. Tweety counts eggs, makes a note, then registers a decline on a graph entitled Egg Yield. In the dark bunker, the orange chicken squints as light glares onto the wall scratched with tally marks. Mr. Tweety kicks the chicken into the yard again. In a hut, she unrolls another escape plan, then removes a floorboard, drops into a tunnel, and climbs onto a roller skate. She taps a spoon and a rope tightens, towing her through the tunnel. Outside, egg beaters break through the ground. Then the orange chicken pops out of the hole and scans the darkness. Taking careful steps, she bumps into a guard dog. She gets thrown in the bunker again. Later, Mr. Tweety kicks her into the yard and she unfurls another escape plan. At night, the guard dog stared wide-eyed as a tall figure wearing a pink nightgown exits through the gate. The dogs quizzically watch the figure toddle unsteadily. The gown catches on a wheelbarrow and slips off, revealing chickens on stilts holding scarecrow limbs. The chickens see the dogs. The dogs charge, and the chickens run. The gate closes, and a chicken wearing a scarecrow mask slams into it. Mr. Tweety throws the orange chicken into the bunker and slams the lid. Near the stairs to the farmhouse, a shovel leans against a dumpster-shaped bunker. Inside, the orange chicken throws a Brussels sprout against the wall. Later, Mr. Tweety boots her into the yard and she belly flops on the ground.
Morning, Ginger. Back from holiday?
I wasn't on holiday, Babs. I was in solitary confinement.
Oh, it's nice to get a bit of time to yourself, isn't it?
A rooster stands on a rooftop as the sun rises.
Roll call! Come along there, you have a late for parade! Pip, pip!
Chickens scramble into rows like soldiers in formation.
Come on, smarten up. Discipline, order. Back in my RAF day when the senior officer called for a scramble, you'd hop in the old crate and tally-ho, tucks away.
Give over, you old fool. They just want to count us.
Oh, how dare you talk back to a senior ranking officer.
Ginger eyes the rooster.
Fowler, they're coming back in line.
Fowler joins the hens as a farmer in black boots plods over.
There'll be a stern reprimand for you, lad. You're grounded.
Fowler eyes the tubby hen.
Attend!
Mrs. Tweety strides toward the chickens. A bespectacled hen leans toward Ginger.
Welcome back, hen. Is there a new plan?
Mrs. Tweety slaps a rubber glove against her bare hand. Ginger passes a note to the bespectacled hen, who hides it as Mrs. Tweety stops in front of her and stretches the rubber glove taut. Mrs. Tweety steps away, and the hen studies Ginger's note.
I thought we tried going under.
Ginger turns the paper.
Ah, over. Right.
Mrs. Tweety studies the egg production chart, glances at her husband, then marches past the chickens. Their beaks hang open in fear. Ginger glances at the tubby hen.
How's the egg count?
I've laid 5 eggs this morning. 5! Hell chuffed with that, I was.
Shush!
Mrs. Tweety slides a finger down the chart, stopping at a few rows of zeros corresponding to chicken number 282.
Oh, no. Edwina. Bunty, why didn't you give her some of yours?
I would have. She didn't tell me. She didn't tell anyone.
A white chicken shakes. Mr. Tweety grabs her by the neck and walks off as the other hens stare frightfully. Babs, a portly hen with a bluish-gray comb, glances at Ginger.
Is Edwina off on holiday?
Ginger gapes at her, then moves closer to the farmers. Mrs. Tweety snaps on her rubber glove and takes Edwina from her husband. Holding the chicken by the neck, Mrs. Tweety opens the door to a dark room where an axe rests on a chopping block. Ginger climbs onto the roof of a hut and her sad eyes widen. Mrs. Tweety tugs the axe out of the block. In shadow, she lays the chicken down and raises the axe. Ginger tenses, placing her hand-like wing on her chest. Chickens in the yard flinch. On the roof, Ginger turns away and sits, her shoulders slumped. Tears glisten in her eyes. Looking up at the sky, Ginger sees geese flying in a V formation. The birds soar across a blue sky, growing smaller as they get farther away. Ginger shakes her head.
We've got to get out of here.
Ginger, are we still on?
Oh, we're on all right. Spread the word, Mac. Meeting tonight in Hut 17.
At night, a chicken takes cover by a hut, looks around, then dashes across the yard. Two chickens follow, and they meet by a hut wearing crocheted balaclavas. The tall one knocks on the door. Ginger opens a window and peeks out, then opens the door. The hen wearing a pink balaclava hesitates and gets tugged inside. A brown fist knocks on the door, and Ginger looks out at two rats.
You called. Nick and...
Fetcher.
At your service.
Ginger opens the door and glances at the farmhouse as Mr. Tweety looks out the window.
Over here.
Carrying a lantern, Ginger leads the rats around the corner of a hut.
We need some more things.
Right you are, miss. How about this quality handcrafted tea set?
No.
Or this lovely necklace and pendant?
Yes,
Or this beautiful little number? All the rage in the fashionable chicken coops of Paris?
Nick puts a shuttlecock
on
her head.
So, and as the French hen say, voila!
That is French.
That's two hats in one, miss. For parties? For weddings? Oh, but madame, this makes you look like a vision, like a dream.
Like a duck.
No, thank you. We're making this. We need these things. Can you get them?
Nick studies a note.
Oh, this is a big job, miss. Oh, bigger than the others. Oh, no, this is going to cost.
Same as always, one bag of seed.
You call this pay?
It's chicken feed.
What else could we give you?
Eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs.
We can't give you our eggs. They're too valuable.
And so are we.
He tosses back the feed.
After you, Fetcher.
After I what?
Move!
In the farmhouse, Mr. Tweety stares out the window. Wearing a cardigan sweater, he sits and strokes his chin. A bony carcass sits on the dinner table. His wife uses an adding machine.
9, 4, 7, 8. Stupid, worthless creatures!
Sick and tired of making minuscule profits.
Tucked in a pile of papers, she notices a brochure entitled Sick and Tired of Making Minuscule Profits. She moves the pile and reads the cover. Turn your chicken farm into a gold mine. She flips to a page that features an illustration of a man holding a bag of money. A bubble caption reads, I'm rich.
Oh, yes. Those chickens are up to something.
Quiet. I'm on to something.
They're organized. I know it.
You said quiet.
That ginger one. I reckon she's their leader.
Mr. Tweety! And they finally have found a way to make us some real money around here. And what are you on about? Ridiculous notions of escaping chickens. It's all in your head, Mr. Tweety. Say it.
It's all in me head. It's all in me head.
Now, you keep telling yourself that because I don't want to hear another word about it. Is that clear?
Yes, love. But you know that ginger one?
It's chickens, you dolt! Apart from you, they're the most stupid creatures on this planet. They don't plot, they don't scheme, and they are not organized.
Ginger bangs a gavel.
Order, order! Quiet, everyone!
Babs crochets while others play cards.
I would like to call to order the 50... Oh, please!
Has some discipline in the ranks? What?
Thank you, Fowler.
IRAF days. We were never allowed to waste time with unnecessary chit-chat.
Yes, thank you, Fowler.
Fowler notices all eyes on him and tenses with a toothy grin.
Right.
He salutes.
Carry on.
Now, I know our last escape attempt was a bit of a fiasco, but Mac and I have come up with a brand new plan. Show him, Mac.
Right. We tried going under the wire, and that didn't work. So, the plan is, we go over it.
She reveals a catapult.
This is us, right? We get in.
She loads a turnip that looks like a chicken with a carrot for a beak in the catapult.
Let her go!
The turnip splats against the wall.
Godric! The turnip's bought it!
A chicken gapes out the window.
Farmer's coming!
Chickens scramble to hide escape plans.
Operation Camera!
One hen puts a sock over Fowler, and another extinguishes a candle. Mr. Tweety shines a flashlight into the hut and sees chickens resting in their bunks. His beam glances by a teapot on a bed of straw. Huh? He illuminates the teapot again, now covered in a tea cozy shaped like a chicken. Eyeing him, a hen clucks.
Mr. Tweety!
He bangs his head.
It's all in your head. It's all in your head. It's all in your head.
He walks away, and a chicken in the hut gives a thumbs up.
Think, everyone, think. What haven't we tried yet?
We haven't tried not trying to escape.
That might work.
What about Edwina? How many more empty nests will it take?
Well, perhaps it wouldn't be empty if she'd spent more time laying and less time escaping.
So laying eggs all your life and then getting plucked, stuffed and roasted is good enough for you, is it?
It's a living.
You know what the problem is? The fences aren't just round the farm. They're up here, in your heads. There's a better place out there. Somewhere beyond that hill and well, it has wide open spaces and lots of trees and grass. Can you imagine that? Cool, green grass.
Ooh, feeds us.
We feed ourselves.
Well, where's the farm?
There is no farm.
Then where does the farmer live?
There is no farmer, Babs.
Is he on holiday?
He isn't anywhere. Don't you get it? There's no morning egg count, no farmers, no dogs and coops and keys, and no fences.
In all my life, I've never heard such a fantastic
load of tripe! Oh, face the facts, ducks. The chances of us getting out of here are a million to one.
Then there's still a chance.
Ginger walks away from Bunty, turning back to look at the hens who stare googly-eyed. Ginger steps out and closes the door behind her. Fowler keels over in the sock. Outside, Ginger claps her wings together, pausing thoughtfully, then covers her face.
Oh, no, what am I doing?
Who are you trying to fool? You can't lead this bunch of...
She pounds the fence.
Heaven help us.
She closes her eyes. Ginger looks up at the sky. A rooster wearing a cape flies overhead. Seeing Ginger on the ground, he salutes, then rams a weather vane. The spinning vane tosses him into utility wires. He boomerangs over the yard and nosedives into a feeding trough. It flips him over to Ginger.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a wonderful audience.
The trough falls on him, and a poster floats down from the sky. Ginger catches it. Red and yellow letters spell Rocky. As Ginger studies the poster, her beak hangs open, revealing two rows of square white teeth.
That's it. Get him inside, quickly.
As Mr. Tweety patrols with dogs, chickens in a dark hut turn on a lantern. Ginger holds up the poster of Rocky the Flying Rooster.
This is our way out of here.
We'll make posters.
What's on the poster, Babs? What's on the poster? We'll fly out.
He must be very important to have his picture taken. What do you suppose he does?
Well, isn't it obvious? He's a professional flying rooster. He flies from farm to farm giving demonstrations.
Do you suppose?
Oh, absolutely.
The rooster stirs in his sleep.
No, not in there. No. Get out. Gotta get...
With blurry vision, he sees the hen staring at him and sits up.
Who are you? Where am I? What's going on?
Ouch! What happened to my wing?
You took a rather nasty fall.
And sprained the interior tendon connecting your radius to your humerus. I gave her a wee bit of a tweak, Jimmy, and wrapped her up.
Was that English?
She said you sprained your wing. She fixed it.
And I made the bandage.
I carried you in.
Whoa. Let's back up and start from the top. Where am I?
You're right. How rude of us, but just very excited. This is a chicken farm.
And we are the chickens.
Yeah, with you so far. Chicken farm, chicken.
I don't like the look of this one. His eyes are too close together.
Oh, Papa, please.
And he's a Yank.
Easy, Pops. Cockfighting's illegal where I come from.
And where is that exactly?
Just a little place I call the land of the free, the home of the brave.
Scotland.
No, America.
Oh, America.
Poppycock. Pushy Americans, always showing up late for every war. Overpaid, oversexed, and over here.
Hey, what's eating Grandpa?
Oh, don't mind him, Mr.
The name's Rocky. Rocky the Rhode Island Red. Rhodes for short.
Rocky Rhodes?
Catchy, ain't it?
Mr. Rhodes, is this you?
Ginger shows him the poster.
Who wants to know?
A group of rather desperate chickens. You see, if it is you, then you just might be the answer to our prayers.
His eyes shift as he studies the grinning hens.
Well then, call me a miracle, dollface. Because that's me.
And what brings you to England, Mr. Rhodes?
Why, all the beautiful English chicks, of course.
Bunty shoves him.
See, I'm a traveler by nature. I did that whole barnyard thing for a while, but I couldn't really get into it. Hi, how are you? Nope. The open road, that's more my style. Yeah, just give me a pack on my back and point me where the wind blows. In fact, you know what they call me back home? You're gonna love this. The Lone Free Ranger. Isn't that great?
I knew it was possible.
Oh, it's possible, all right.
I knew the answer would come.
Amen.
We're all going to fly over that fence, and Mr. Rhodes is going to show us how, right?
That's rude. What? Did you say fly?
You can teach us.
No, I can't. Listen, shh. You hear that? That's the open road calling my name, and I was born to answer that call. Bye.
He leaves.
He must have very good hearing.
Ginger follows him.
Okay, where's the exit? This one.
Mr. Rhodes, perhaps I didn't explain our situation properly. We lay eggs, day in and day out, and when we can't lay any more, they kill us.
It's a cruel world, dollface. You might as well get used to it.
Which part of they kill us do you not understand?
Hey, I got my own set of problems to worry about. Besides, this birdcage can't be that hard to bust out of. In fact, watch me.
It's not so hard to get one chicken out of it, or even two, but this is about all of us.
All of you?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You want to get every chicken in this place out of here at the same time?
Of course.
You're certifiable. You can't pull off a stunt like that. That's suicide.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Couldn't agree more. And I will be leaving that way.
But, Mr.
Rhodes,
please.
That likes to roam around.
He sees the glaring headlights of a truck. Rocky zooms away, and Ginger steps up to the fence as a mustached man gets out of the truck. Ginger reads lettering on the side of the truck. Circus.
So that's it? You're from the circus?
Shh!
You're on the run, aren't you?
Rocky pulls her away.
You want to keep it down? I'm trying to lay low here.
I should turn you in right now.
You wouldn't. Would you?
Give me one reason why I shouldn't.
Because I'm cute.
She opens her beak wide. He covers her beak.
Hey, what kind of crazy chick are you? Do you know what'll happen if he finds me?
It's a cruel world.
I just decided
I don't like you.
I just decided. I don't care. Now show us how to fly.
With this wing?
Teach us, then.
Now!
The Tweedies greet the circus man.
He's valuable, you say?
Sure.
Get the torch.
Now you listen here, sister. I'm not going back to that life. I'm a lone free ranger. Emphasis on free.
And that's what we want. Freedom.
He sees Mr. Tweedy with a flashlight.
Fancy that. They're coming this way.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they're on to me.
Teach us to fly and we'll hide you.
And if I don't... Was your father by any chance a vulture?
Do we have a deal?
She holds out her hand-like wingtip. Rocky glances at the Tweedies with the circus man, then holds out his wing. Ginger grabs it and pulls him away. They dash across the yard and take cover between huts, pressing their backs up against the wall as Mrs. Tweedy walks by with the flashlight.
Time to make good on that deal, doll.
The name is Ginger.
She knocks on the wall and a secret door opens. They get tugged inside. Mrs. Tweedy looks over. She opens the roof, shines her light on chickens sleeping in their nesting boxes, then closes the roof. Ginger opens a secret compartment where Rocky's curled up.
Comfortable?
Not really.
Maybe this'll help.
She pries him out with a shoehorn.
Nice hideout. Ouch! I had more room in my egg.
We've held up our end of the deal. Tomorrow, you hold up yours.
What deal?
The flying!
Right. Don't worry, I'll teach you everything I know. Now, which bunk is mine?
Rocky bunks with Fowler.
Absolutely outrageous! Asking a senior officer to share his quarters. And with a non-commissioned yank, no less. Why, back in my day, I'd never...
You weren't exactly my first choice either. And Scoodle, your wing's on my side of the bunk.
Your side of the bunk? The whole bunk is my side of the bunk.
Just... What's that smell? Is that your breath?
It's absolutely outrageous.
In the morning, outside Hut 12, Rocky faces rows of chickens. He has a spiky red comb and a green tail.
So, you want to fly, huh? Well, it ain't gonna be easy, and it ain't gonna happen overnight either. You see, flying takes three things. Hard work, perseverance, and hard work.
You said hard work twice.
That's because it takes twice as much work as perseverance.
He makes a tally mark in the air.
Codswallop!
Fallon retreats to his hut.
Now, the most important thing is we have to work as a team. Which means you do everything I tell you.
As the hens nod, Ginger looks around.
Right, let's rock and roll!
Rocky leads the group in calisthenics. As they exercise stretching their wings, Rocky bumps his bandaged wing. Mimicking him, the hens grab their wings. Later, they lie on their backs and pump their legs like they're riding bicycles. Later, Ginger eyes Rocky as he watches them do seated handbends. He flexes his bandaged wing. Then the hens throw out their wings in a series of martial arts moves. On patrol with his guard dogs, Mr. Tweedy sees the chickens doing push-ups.
Mrs. Tweedy! The chickens are... pecking?
As the chickens peck at the ground, Mrs. Tweedy hits him. Later, the hens stretch.
Right, 2, 3, and stop right there.
The hens freeze in place.
Yeah, down. Yeah. Make little circles. That's it. Oh, faster.
The chickens spin.
Oh, yes.
Ginger sees Rocky getting a massage.
Oh, this is the spot.
Ginger eyes three hens tending to Rocky, and they slink away.
I thought you were going to teach us how to fly.
That's what I'm doing.
Isn't there usually some flapping involved?
Hey, do I tell you how to lay eggs? Relax, we're making progress.
Really? I can't help feeling we're going round in circles.
She points to the spinning hens.
What the hey? Cut it out! You're making me dizzy.
I think they're ready to fly now.
Good, because they certainly can't walk anymore.
Dizzy hens bump into each other and fall over.
Up and at 'em, gals! Let's flap.
A flapping head runs up a ramp as the rats crawl out from under a hut.
Right, Fetcher. Let's see if old Attila the Hen has come to her senses.
The flapping chicken drops next to them. Then they dodge a few more.
It's raining hay!
Babs lands and knits.
What's this caper, love?
We're flying!
Obviously.
Hens bounce off a springy board.
Flipping hell. Look at this fit.
They're gonna kill themselves. Wanna watch?
Yeah, all right.
Running ahead of two chickens on a treadmill, Mac trips on her scarf and bowls them over. Other hens take turns jumping on a hot water bottle.
Careful of those eggs!
Bunty throws a hen, and she lands in a watering can.
Sunny side up!
A hen carrying Mac drops her head first.
Oh, now they're over easy!
One chicken spins another like a top.
Definitely scramble!
On a hut roof, Rocky watches hens jump off.
Go, 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 go! Go! Whole tree in motion!
Ginger takes a running start, jumps off the roof, and beats her skinny wings. She slows her flapping as she realizes she's standing on a pile of chickens.
Birds and a feather flop together.
The pile crashes down. Later, chickens limp across the yard.
Great work, ladies. Great work. The pain you're feeling is a good thing. It's good. Pain is your friend, okay? It's a positive thing. Now, just keep the faith there. What was your name? Agnes. You'll get there. Ducky, I think you flew 4 feet today.
Right, 4 feet. From the roof to the ground.
All part of the process, ladies. Nothing to worry about. Yeah,
she's eating little...
A water trough shakes.
Ooh. That doesn't sound good. Okay, the ground's shaking. Are we worried? Are we worried?
A bright light glares on Mac, and her beak drops open. The hens stare as a truck rolls up to the gate.
A circus! Wait, hide me!
Fowler studies himself in a mirror.
One isn't awarded a medal like this for flapping about like a lunatic, what?
Rocky and Ginger race in.
See here! What? This is an officer's quarters!
Quick, in here!
Get out of here immediately!
Ginger hides Rocky in a bombshell.
What the hell up here? A dribble of charge within the week!
Hens cling to the fence as the truck backs up, revealing the company name on the side. Poultry Products Limited, established 1901. Mr. Tweedy waves his arms, directing the truck. Mac and Ginger stare as a crane lifts a pallet of cargo, which includes a gallon can labeled gravy. Mrs. Tweedy supervises with a clipboard in hand, while her husband directs the offloading. He makes a lowering motion with both hands, and the pallet descends to the ground. Mac and Ginger peer through binoculars, then exchange a glance and continues watching as the truck pulls away.
Excuse me.
Mr. Tweedy does a double take as he sees Mac and Ginger peering through binoculars. They toss them aside and innocently whistle.
It's all in your head. It's all in your head. It's all in your head.
Later, with his wife, he uses a crowbar to pry open a wooden crate. Mrs. Tweedy examines circular saw blades.
What's all this, then?
This is our future, Mr. Tweedy. No more wasting time with petty egg collection and minuscule profits.
No more eggs. But we've always been egg farmers. My father and his father and all their fathers. There was always...
Poor, worthless, nothings. But all that's about to change. This will take Tweedy's farm out of the dark ages and into full-scale automated production.
Knives extend from the saw.
Militia Tweedy will be poor no longer.
She thrusts an instruction manual at him.
I'll put it together then, shall I?
Stepping outside, Mrs. Tweedy closes the barn doors and rubs her hands together. Ginger and Mac watch her leave.
This isn't good, Mac. Whatever's in those boxes is for us, and I don't think it's softer hay.
Aye, Hen. And I hate to be the voice of doom, but I've been calculating my figures, and I just don't think we're built for flying.
But I saw him. He flew in over that fence.
I believe you, but if we could just see it for ourselves, that might answer some questions.
You're right. I'm sorry. We've been at this all week, and we're getting nowhere. If his wing were better, he could... I'll have a word with him.
Ginger hurries off. From the door of Fowler's hut, she eyes the empty bombshell.
Oh, where is he?
They didn't give me this medal for being a Yank nanny.
A simple I don't know would suffice.
Beware of that one, young Ginger. That Yank is not to be trusted.
That Yank is our ticket out of here.
And the pig says to the horse, "Hey, fella, why the long face?"
Lounging in a hut surrounded by hens, Rocky drinks from a funnel, then plucks a tail feather.
Cocktail!
He spits out his drink, then sees Ginger dripping wet. He smiles sheepishly.
So, anyway, remember those flying tips of ours? They're very important, and keep thinking those flighty thoughts.
Yeah.
They're swell chicks, they really are. Hey, look at what Babs made me. A beak warmer.
Isn't that the cutest?
Ginger stares.
And that bunny. She really packs up fun. Is there a problem here?
Have we flown over that fence?
Not quite.
Then there's a problem.
Hey, good things come to those who wait, Dollface.
Ginger!
Outside, Rocky splashes water on his face, then towels off. As he smooths his comb, Ginger walks up behind him.
Okay, how long did it take you?
To do what?
To learn how to fly.
Apples and oranges, baby doll. I'm gifted. They're not. You can't compare the two, okay? Point is, these things take time.
Which we are rapidly running out of, and we haven't even lifted off the ground. Why?
Thrust!
What?
I went over my calculations, Hen, and I figured the key element we're missing is thrust.
They stare wide-eyed at Mac, then Ginger glances at Rocky.
I didn't get a word of that.
Thrust! I've had birds like ducks and geese when they take off, what do they have? Thrust!
I swear she ain't using real words.
Oh. She said we need more thrust.
Oh, thrust? Well, of course we need thrust. Thrust and flying are like this. That's flying and that's thrust.
Will you excuse us?
Ginger tugs him away.
The wing.
If we don't see some results by tomorrow, the deal is off and you're on your own. No more hiding. The farmers will find you and it's back to the circus, fly boy.
You know, you're the first chick I ever met with the shell still on.
She clenches her beak.
Sleep tight, angel face. The rock's on the case.
He winks.
Ginger!
A towel hits Rocky.
Phew.
At dawn, the sun rises.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! What?
Ginger wakes up in her bunk.
Oh, he was a beaut, girl. Hmm?
She heads outside and finds Rocky chatting with the rats.
Myself too.
I wish we could have seen it, guys.
Well, we slipped into the farmer's room, all quiet like.
Like a fish.
Yeah, and we... Like a fish? You stupid Norbert. Anyway, Gov, here it is. El Merchandiso.
They're Spanish.
What are these two crooks doing here?
So, you know each other.
She don't think we're valuable.
Guys, you are without a doubt the sneakiest, most light-fingered thieving parasites I've ever met.
Oh, don't stop it.
I've gone bright red.
So, how about them eggs?
Eggs? Don't tell me you promised them.
Yep, promised them every egg I lay this month.
And when can we expect the first installment?
I'm brewing one up as we speak, guys. I'll keep you posted.
Pleasure doing business with you, sir. Sucker.
Rocky waves after them.
What?
You lied to them.
I didn't lie, Dollface. I just omitted certain truths. I'll give them exactly what I promised.
Which is nothing.
Which is what I'll give them.
And what will you give us?
Thrust!
He stretches suspenders.
Okay, sweetheart.
Bunty sits on a wheeled crate, loaded in a suspender slingshot.
Now, this is just a little helper. Something gets you going. It's a thrust exercise.
The tension's killing me.
He's gonna kill her.
Release.
As the crate speeds over bumpy ground, Bunty clings to it.
Come on!
Wearing crocheted goggles, she beats her skinny wings.
You're going to be flat.
A rope tightens, stopping the crate and pitching Bunty into the air.
Yes.
Bunty slams into the fence and boomerangs.
First offense.
The rats sit in an egg carton like it's a bleacher, and Bunty crashes down on them. They roll like a snowball through the yard. Ginger glares at Rocky.
Oops.
I did.
3 days and not one.
Oh, no.
Why didn't you tell us, Babs?
Hide me.
We've been so busy with the flying.
They're coming.
Hide me.
Hide yourself.
The hens scramble into rows in front of their huts. Standing next to Babs, Ginger points to her knitting, and Babs hides it behind her back. Outside the fence top with barbed wire, Mrs. Tweedy slams open the gate, wearing her tall black boots. As she marches toward the chickens, Babs shakes with fear. Mrs. Tweedy strides closer and Babs twiddles her wingtips. Ginger holds her friend's wing and Babs gulps. Wearing rubber gloves, Mrs. Tweedy snaps a cloth tape taut between her hands. As she loops it around Babs, the chicken squeezes her eyes shut and clasps her wings in prayer. Glancing down, she watches Mrs. Tweedy measure her thick waist.
Double their food rations, Mr. Tweedy. I want them all as fat as this one.
Babs faints. Ginger catches her.
Oh, my life flashed before my eyes. It was really boring.
Mr. Tweedy fills a trough.
Chicken feed! My favorite!
Wait, hang on.
Grinning, Mrs. Tweedy gooses her husband. Ginger shakes her head.
No, wait!
She tries to stop the hens as they pig out. Ginger flips over the trough, spilling the feed.
Stop it!
The hens stare at her.
Something is wrong here. Can't you see that? Strange boxes arrive in the barn. Babs stops laying, but they don't take her to the chop. And now they're giving us extra food. Don't you see what's happening? They're fattening us up. They're going to kill us all.
Hens gulp.
Whoa! Heavy alert! She didn't mean that, gal.
Do you mind them?
Keep eating. Save some for me.
What are you doing?
Rocky ushers her into a hut.
Let go of me!
Listen, I've met some hard-boiled eggs in my day, but I'd say you're about 20 minutes.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means you gotta lighten up. You see, over in America, we have this rule. If you want to motivate someone, don't mention death.
Funny. Over here, the rule is always tell the truth.
Oh, and hey, that's been working like a real charm, hasn't it? Here's some free advice. You want them to perform? Tell them what they want to hear.
You mean lie.
Oh, here we go again. You know what your problem is? You're difficult.
Why? Because I'm honest. I care about what happens to them. Something I wouldn't expect a lone free ranger to know anything about.
Hey, if this is the way you show it, I hope you never care about me.
I can assure you I never will.
Good!
Fine!
They walk away from each other, and Rocky gapes. Chickens mope around the yard. Mac leans against the upside-down feed trough, playing a harmonica while Babs knits. Rocky's beak hangs open as he watches them. Babs holds up a knitted noose and Rocky sags. He looks up thoughtfully, then hurries off. At night, dark clouds hang low over the yard. Ginger sits on a rooftop, pensively leaning her head against her wing. She looks around, then enters a hut where chickens rearrange bunks. The rats stand by a radio.
Well, here she is. Ask and you shall receive.
That's biblical.
That's real craftsmanship is what it is. Solid as a rock.
A spring shoots out of the radio.
It's supposed to do that.
It's perfect, guys. And how's that egg coming? This is a double yoker.
The rats see Ginger standing with her arms folded and turn away. Rocky tunes the radio.
See what this has to do with...
You will. We've been working too hard. Time to kick back a bit, shake those tail feathers.
Look at him. Nelly podging around like a...
Bunty taps her foot.
What's happening?
That's called a beat, sister. Feel it pulsing through your body?
Oh, yes.
She swings her hips.
Hey, well, then go with it, baby.
He twirls her across the floor and she kicksteps.
Look, I'm going with it.
What's it? What's got into you?
Same thing that's got into you, apparently.
Bunty dances with Babs.
I don't care.
Just go with the flow, bro. Let it go.
Rocky spins Babs, then dips her. As other chickens take the floor and dance, Fowler enters.
Now see ya. That guy doesn't recall authorizing a halt.
Oh, shut up and dance.
Bunty pulls him onto the floor and whirls him around. Overhead, a disco ball spins and the rats sit on a beam.
What are you sobbing about, you Nancy?
Little moments like this, mate. It's what makes the job all worthwhile.
As Nick screws a light bulb into a string of lights, Fetcher leans over.
Wanna dance?
Nick tightens the bulb and colorful lights brighten the rafters.
Yeah, all right.
Ginger stands glumly off to the table. A spinning chicken knocks her into Rocky, and they dance.
Love me, baby, till the rhythm hits my head like wine, so fine.
Rocky spins Ginger, and she grins. Fowler does a solo step dance, then pulls a hen close, clutching a rose in his beak. As chickens boogie on the dance floor, the rats do disco moves on the beam. Bunty spins Babs by the wings and lets go. Babs rockets across the room. As she hits the wall, Rocky and Ginger cringe.
Did you see that? A flew!
Atta girl, Babsy. Atta girl.
Oh, your wing. It's better.
Well, how about that?
Fantastic. You can fly for us tomorrow.
Yeah. So it seems.
I owe you an apology. I didn't think you cared about us, but after all this, well, it seems I was wrong.
Hey, easy, Miss Hardboiled. I might think you're turning soft.
Ginger shifts her gaze.
Listen. There's something I gotta tell you.
The hut shakes and the power goes out. Rocky starts off and Ginger stops him.
No. You'd better wait here.
Ginger steps outside and looks over at the barn, where the guard dogs bark at the closed doors. With her eyes fixed on the barn, Ginger grips the fence. Inside, parts move on a giant metal contraption. A bulbous copper pot hangs above a mixing arm, and the Tweedies stand by control levers.
Ooh, that's champion, that is. What is it?
It's a pie machine, you idiot. Chickens go in, pies come out.
Ooh, what kind of pies?
Apple.
My favorite.
Chicken pies, you great lummox. Imagine it. In less than a fortnight, every grocer's in the county will be stocked with box upon box of Mrs. Tweedy's homemade chicken pies.
Just Mrs.?
Woman's touch makes the public feel more comfortable.
Oh, right. How does it work?
Get me a chicken and I'll show you.
He rubs his hand.
I know just the one.
As Ginger backs away from a dog, Mr. Tweedy grabs her.
I've got a score to settle with you.
Blimmin' it! We've got Ginger!
Tweedy carries her out of the yard and closes the gate. Bunty eyes the hens.
We mustn't panic! We mustn't panic!
The enemy has taken a prisoner. This calls for retaliation.
What's happening? What's going on?
They got Ginger, Mr. Rhodes. They're taking her to the chop.
Well, what are you waiting for, laddie? Fly over there. Save her.
Of course. No. That's just what they'd expect. But I say, we give them the old element of surprise.
And catch Jerry with his trousers down. I like the sound of that. What's the plan?
The plan. Babs, give me that thing. Bunty, give me a boost.
Rocky hooks a coat hanger on a utility wire. Using it like a zip line, he slides through a barn window. In a loft, he looks down at a pie maker. Mr. Tweedy carries Ginger by the foot.
Look at the size of that thing.
Mr. Tweedy clamps Ginger upside down onto the machine.
Oh, no.
Chickens go in. Pie come out.
Mrs. Tweedy rolls her eyes.
Chicken pie. Not apple pies.
Ginger pulls on the clamps around her legs, dangling upside down. She moves down a conveyor, watching clamps release over a chute.
All right. Brilliant.
Yo, baby doll.
Rocky!
I'm coming.
He runs in place on a slippery surface.
I'm still coming.
Come on. Stop this thing.
I'm getting there.
He lunges as the clamps open, dropping Ginger down the chute.
Shoot!
He accidentally turns on the vegetable feed.
I'll be down before you can say... Mixed vegetables?
Vegetables rain down, knocking him down the chute. The outlet for vegetables closes, sending him down a chute for meat. He bounces around a corner, slides over a drop-off, and plunges towards spinning saw blades. He grabs a bar, stopping his fall. As he dangles, the bar dips. He slips into another chute and lands feet first in a mound of dough on a conveyor belt with Ginger.
Dough! Get it? Dough!
He lifts his legs and pulls up dough. They see a giant rolling pin squashing the dough ahead of them. As Ginger moves toward the rolling pin, Rocky hops toward her, lifting his whole mound of dough as he bounces over.
Hang on!
He takes her hand and grabs a moving chain that plucks them out of the dough as it lifts them.
Look out!
They land on a flat piece of dough when a circular cutter slams around them. A metal arm pushes them up in a pie pan, then dumps them onto a conveyor belt. Chopped vegetables bury them. They pop their heads up and see a gravy squirt. Rocky spins a carrot, then jams it in the squirter like a cork. They move past it and high five. A press slams dough on top of them, and an arm pushes their pan into a dark chamber. They break through the crust.
Oh, it's like an oven in here.
Blue flames shoot up around them.
Come on!
They take off running across pies. Rocky breaks through a crust and splashes into gravy.
Get over to the...
As Ginger races out of the oven, Rocky falls into another pie. Ginger jams the door open with a wrench and runs back in as Rocky faceplants in another pie. She pulls him out.
The door, come on!
She holds him as they run. He's covered in gravy. They slide under the door. Rocky wipes off his face and cleans out his ear. Gravy drips on them, and they look up. Overhead, the gravy squirter, plugged with a carrot, shudders. Gears grind and sheets of metal bow at the seams.
He's gonna blow! Run!
The wrench blocks the gears and a system blockage light flashes red as the gravy pressure rises.
What did you do, that wrench? Okay!
I didn't do out!
The Tweedies gape as gravy leaks out. The squirter shoots out the carrot and it whizzes by Ginger and Rocky, knocking gears loose. Ginger and Rocky run as gears roll after them. Holding hands, they swing from a loose cable, fly out of the machine, and land on a cardboard pie box. They lie back and Ginger leaps up suddenly. A press slams a sticker onto Rocky's chest. Mrs. Tweedy's chicken pies. Wide-eyed, Ginger yanks it off.
Ouch!
We've got to show the others. Come on!
As Mr. Tweedy fiddles with the pie machine, his wife pulls the plug. The conveyor belt stops and she picks up a pie.
Look, I fixed it!
She throws the pie at him. In a hut, Ginger shows the chickens the sticker.
Chicken pies?
Yes, but I don't want to be a pie.
Don't like gravy.
Ladies, please, let's not lose our heads.
Lose our heads?
Ginger drops her head as chickens panic. One bounces up and down in her bunk and another faints.
What I meant to say was Rocky sabotaged the machine and bought us more time. And
better still, he's going to fly for us tomorrow.
And once we've seen how it's done, we'll get it.
I know we will. So don't worry, because tomorrow everything's going to go much, much smoother.
Eavesdropping, Rocky walks away. He enters Fowler's hut and shakes his head, then flinches as he sees the older rooster staring at him.
All right, Pops. What did I do now?
A very brave and honorable deed, sir. In the light of your action this evening, I dutifully admit that I have misjudged your character.
Rocky smiles.
So I present you with this medal for bravery. And I salute you.
Fowler pins his silver wings on Rocky's scarf and salutes.
In honor of the occasion, I surrender the bunk entirely. I shall sleep under the stars.
Rocky shakes his head.
I await tomorrow's flying demonstration with great anticipation.
Fowler leaves.
You and me both, Pops.
Rocky studies his reflection in a broken mirror. Later, on a rooftop, he sits under the stars, studying the silver wings as Ginger walks up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is this
you...
your... I'll
no,
get down.
No, it's just... No, well,
no, I'm glad
since
you're here,
there's
really
something I'm sorry.
You go ahead, I'll...
They sit.
I just wanted to say, well, I may have been a bit harsh at first. Well, what I really mean is thank you for saving my life. For saving our lives. You know, I come up here every night and look out to that hill and just imagine what it must be like on the other side. It's funny, I've never actually felt grass beneath my feet. I'm sorry. Here I am, rambling on about hills and grass, and you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, life, as I've experienced it, you know, out there, alone, free range and stuff, it's full of disappointments, and,
You mean grass isn't all it's cracked up to be?
Grass. Exactly, grass. It's always greener on the other side. And then you get there, and it's brown and prickly. You see what I'm trying to say?
Ginger nods, then shakes her head.
What I'm trying to say is... You're welcome.
You know, that hill is looking closer tonight than it ever has before.
She rests her wingtip on his.
Oh!
She steps away.
Good night, Ginger.
She beams a smile. She leaves. Rocky looks down at a folded up paper and taps it against his hand, then looks beyond the rows of huts in the fenced-in yard at the distant hill rising gently above a plain. Thin white clouds dot an indigo blue sky. At dawn, Fowler marches to the edge of a rooftop holding a walking stick under his arm.
Company! Attention!
Ginger nails up the poster of Rocky the Flying Rooster. Hens gather around her.
Today's the day, girls. We're going to fly. I can feel it.
Finally, we get to see a real professional in action.
Better start warming up. I'll go and get him.
Rocky, knock, knock. Everyone's waiting, so I told them to...
She enters the rooster's hut and sees the empty bunk draped in a Union Jack bedspread. On the pillow, she sees a folded paper under the silver wings. With a sad expression on her face, Ginger walks over and picks up the shiny medal. Ginger unfolds one-third of the paper, revealing text that reads, "In town for 1 week only." The top of the paper has a ragged, torn edge. As Ginger opens it more, her beak drops open. She lifts her heavy eyes and clenches her beak. The hens eagerly wait outside Hut 17 where Rocky's poster hangs. The crowd separates. Babs and Bunty stop their casual chat and with serious expressions make room. Ginger fits the ragged edge of her paper to the bottom of the torn poster, fitting two parts of a cannon together. The full picture shows Rocky being shot out of a cannon. Lightning flashes. Ginger steps back with teary eyes. Her lip quivers as she studies the poster with the rest of the heads. With crestfallen looks on their faces, they stare as a steady rain starts to fall. The rising view soars away from the chickens in the yard. At a bent spot at the bottom of the fence, a spoon lies in a muddy hole. Outside the yard, Rocky walks away from the farm, a bag slung over his shoulder. Dark clouds hang low in the sky. Pausing in the rain, Rocky looks back at the farm, then moves on. At Hut 17, Mac eyes the poster.
Aye, that would give you thrust.
I knew he was fake all along. In fact, I'm not even certain he was American.
So, what's the next plan, Hen?
Let's face it, the only way out of here is wrapped in pastry.
Perhaps he just went on holiday.
Perhaps he just went to get away from your infernal nothing!
Bunty grinds Babs' knitting into the mud.
Well, you were the one that was always hitting him. See how you like...
Don't push me, Four Eyes!
Fowler walks over.
Quiet, I say! There's tension in the ranks. Precisely what Jenny would have wanted. The old divide and conquer. And a proper squadron worked together, just like we did in my RAF days. Jocko at the stick, Flappy at the map, and old whiz-bang at the tail end, Charlie. Winko give the call, hop in the old crate, chucks away. Wizard show it was. That's how you get medals.
Will you shut up about your stupid blooming medals?
Bunty knocks the silver wings out of his grasp, and the medal lands in the mud near Ginger.
How dare you!
He hits Bunty.
Medal, forgive me. As an officer, I offer my most...
Bunty punches him in the face, then pounces on him. As a mud fight ensues, Ginger sits alone on the ramp to a hut, thoughtfully resting her head against her wing. Fixing her eyes on the silver wings, Ginger picks up the medal, and light reflects on her orange face.
Fowler!
With an eager look on her face, Ginger turns toward the fracas.
Everyone, shut up!
The hens freeze in place. Biting down on a chicken leg, Babs eases up. She sits atop a pile of hens splattered in mud.
Fowler, what exactly is the RAF?
What do you mean, what is it? The Royal Air Force is what?
Then what's the old crate?
In his quarters, he opens a footlocker.
Ah, there she is.
He takes out a booklet.
Gorgeous, isn't she?
You mean you flew in one of these?
Beautifully built. In fact, there's a bit of a story to that as well. We were out on a recce, you see. Ops had given the go-ahead, but the weather ducked up.
Yes. Of course. We might actually be able to pull this off.
We're still going to fly out of here.
What?
Fowler's provided the answer.
I have? Yes, of course I have. How have I?
We'll make a crate.
She shows a plane picture.
Mac, you'll handle the engineering. Babs, manufacturing. Fowler will be chief aviation advisor. Bunty, eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs.
Right. Just like the ones that rooster was going to lay. Only roosters don't lay eggs, do they?
Don't they?
No, it's a lady thing, apparently. Ask your mum.
One egg for every item on the list. First payment in advance.
Right. When do we start?
She tosses Nick an egg. Later, hidden under gnome statues, the rats move toward Mr. Tweedy, who works on the pie machine. Their tails drag behind them as they approach the farmer's toolbox. Mr. Tweedy does a double take as he sees the gnome statues leaving with his tools.
Oh, gnomes now.
At the fence, Ginger waves them over. The rats toss off their statues.
Voila!
They pass a wrench through the fence to Ginger, and chickens pass tools down a line. While Mr. Tweedy works on the pie machine, chickens hammer nails out of the sides of their huts, then pry a roofing nail out of a shingle. Mr. Tweedy finds the wrench that jammed the gears. In a top bunk, a chicken removes a nail and her nest falls on the hen in the bottom bunk. Fowler empties nuts and bolts out of his pants, while in the barn, Mr. Tweedy plugs in the pie machine. Smoke puffs in his wife's face. Outside, the dogs notice laundry moving on a clothesline. The rats pop open a floorboard and unload a pile of laundry. Chickens sew, while Babs and another chicken cut fabric. Bunty pops out eggs as she cranks a drill, and the rats catch them.
Eggs from heaven!
No, from above!
Hens work together nailing boards, while Mr. Tweety replaces gears in the pie machine. Chickens saw lumber and tighten bolts. Ginger fits a crank on an axle, and Mac makes a note. A smokestack outside the barn spews smoke, and Ginger makes an anxious face. At the pie machine, Mr. Tweety watches the gravy pressure hit the red zone. He pushes a button, and a gravy jet blasts his wife off her feet.
Idiot!
She kicks him.
That was close. Too close. We can't stop now. Come on, everyone. Go for it. Really go for it. Go, 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 go!
Chickens get back to work.
Need those calculations quick. And this, that has to be really secure. Careful up there, Bala.
He works on a propeller.
Bunty, give him a hand. Well done, Babs. Keep it up.
No problem, Dollface.
As Babs works a sewing needle, Ginger steps outside. Her gaze drifts to the poster of Rocky shooting out of the cannon. As the sun rises over the countryside, Rocky pedals a tricycle up a hill, a radio strapped to his seat.
Oh, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I live in a rent place. I roam from town to town. And when I find myself falling for some girl, I hop right in that.
He passes a billboard, then pedals backward and looks up at a picture of Mrs. Tweety holding a pie with a chicken in it. A slogan reads, "New, Mrs. Tweety's Chicken Pies. It's the woman's touch."
Oh, boy.
At the pie machine, Mr. Tweety turns a key. He rubs his backside, where a footprint marks his pants. In her hut, Ginger frowns.
Oh no! Fixed it!
Mr. Tweety eyes the churning machine. Lightning flashes as his wife opens the doors.
Get the chickens.
Which ones?
All of them.
She cranks a dial to max. Mr. Tweety opens the roof of Ginger's hut and sees the chickens at work with his tools.
The tools!
The hens freeze.
Why, you thieving little boogers!
What's the plan?
Mr. Tweety glares at Ginger. Her gaze hardens.
Attack!
Ginger jumps on his face.
Nice plan!
The hens pile on top of him. His wife writes on a clipboard as he staggers behind her.
Mr. Tweety! The chickens are revolting!
Finally, something we agree on.
Max stuffs a gag in his mouth, and he falls to the ground, bound in rope.
Under the hut!
Chickens shove him under Hut 8. They remove the foundation supports, and it drops on top of him.
What have we done? This is it, everyone. We're escaping.
For now?
Now!
But Ginger, she's not ready.
Listen, we'll either die free chickens or die trying.
Are those the only choices?
Let's do it!
The hens pull on ropes and a hut tips over. Two chickens open the roof and a ramp with wheels pops out. The wheels hit the ground, and Fowler directs chickens as they roll the section across the yard. Ropes pull two huts together. The tail of the aircraft drops into place, and Mac helps tug the rudder upright. Under the hut, Mr. Tweety gapes as chickens tow the plane with ropes. Babs directs them like a traffic controller, using two ping pong paddles. Two chickens toss coiled strands of lights, and they unspool in parallel lines. A hen plugs them in, and they glow like runway lights. The fabric wings of the hulking aircraft unfold. Mac gazes up at it, and Ginger gives her a thumbs up. With Mr. Tweety bound under the hut, the chickens sit in the plane on multiple levels. Nick stands in the aisle like a flight attendant.
The exits are located here and here. In the quite likely event of an emergency, put your head between your knees and
kiss your bum goodbye.
All right,
Fowler. Ready for takeoff.
Behind you all the way.
Ginger points to the cockpit.
You're supposed to be up there. You're the pilot.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I can't fly this contraption.
Back in your day, the Royal Air Force.
644 Squadron, Poultry Division. We were the mascots.
You mean you never actually flew the plane?
Good heavens, no. I'm a chicken. The Royal Air Force doesn't let chickens mind the controls of a complex aircraft.
We're all gonna die!
Fowler, you have to fly it. You're always talking about back in your day. Well, today is your day.
She holds out his medal.
You can do it, you old sausage.
He pins on his wings.
Wing Commander T.I. Fowler, reporting for duty. Yeah!
He exchanges a salute with Ginger.
Well, come on, what are you waiting for? We haven't got all day, let's get this straight off the ground.
Fowler, now!
Roger, contact!
Straddling beams with pedals connected to cranks that move ropes like bike chains, all of the chickens pedal and gears turn. A propeller whirls. Fowler salutes in the cockpit. At the end of the runway, chickens lift a ramp emblazoned with an arrow and the words, "This way up."
Chucks away!
Chucks away!
Hens remove triangular chocolate boxes in front of the wheels, then climb aboard as the plane rolls down the runway. Mac pulls a lever, parts engage, and the wings move up and down, flapping like bird wings. The plane picks up speed as the chickens pedal furiously. Ginger joins Fowler in the open cockpit, where he works control sticks. As they cruise down the runway, the wheels lift off the ground, then touch down again.
We need more power!
Tiny one, medical's come! But Governor all she's gone!
The wheels bounce off the ground as the plane speeds down the runway. Up ahead, Mr. Tweety hops over and kicks down the ramp.
Gotcha!
Hard right!
Fowler sharply turns the plane. The swinging tail bops Tweety on the head, knocking him out. The plane swerves away.
Turn him around! I'll get the ramp!
Ginger jumps off and runs over to the ramp. Closing her eyes, she strains to lift the big piece of wood. At the far end of the runway, Fowler turns the plane around, snagging a string of lights on the paint roller tail wheel.
Put the ramp down.
Mrs. Tweety swings an axe into the ramp.
You are going to be a pie.
Rocky bikes over a bump and jumps the fence. He waves a salutation. Mrs. Tweety yanks her axe out of the ramp, and Rocky drops toward her.
Yes,
his tricycle hits her in the face. The axe flies up high, then spins toward her. It lands by her ear, and she passes out. Ginger turns to Rocky. Grinning, he hits his trike bell.
Look out! The other runway!
As the plane barrels toward them, they lift up the ramp. Ginger strains to get a support leg in place. Her beak hangs open as she sees the plane approaching. She props up the ramp, and the plane launches into the air, trailing the string of lights.
Ginger! Let's go!
They grab the light string and get towed into the air.
We're flying!
On the ground, Mrs. Tweety sees the string of lights sliding over her, while up in the air, Rocky and Ginger climb into the plane. He leans in to kiss her, and she slaps him.
That's for leaving.
Ugh.
And this is for coming back.
She leans in to kiss him, and a jolt knocks them off balance.
Great Scott, what was that?
A Klingon, Captain! The entrance can't take it!
Mrs. Tweety dangles from the light string.
Look at this!
Babs finds her pink scissors.
Bingo!
Lower me down.
But Ginger!
Just do it!
Increase hunger of the day!
What does that mean?
This is when you get the giblets out!
With the axe in her mouth, Mrs. Tweedy climbs up the light strand. Ginger puts the scissors in her mouth and leans out of the plane. Reaching down, she tries to cut the strand. Rocky holds her feet. Ginger misses the string with her scissors, then looks up ahead and sees the billboard.
Fowler, look out!
Fowler pulls up. The chickens pedal feverishly, and Mrs. Tweedy slams into her picture on the billboard. As the plane lurches, Rocky loses his grip and Ginger falls.
Ginger!
She slides down the string, popping off lights as she falls toward Mrs. Tweedy, who wears her billboard face like a mask. She yanks it off and swings her axe at Ginger.
Fire!
Rocky launches eggs from the catapult.
The eggs!
Nick cries as he loads the catapult. As Ginger tries to cut the string, she drops her scissors, then chews the strand. Mrs. Tweedy wields her axe with a menacing grin.
More ammo, hurry!
We got no more eggs! Ginger, look out!
Mrs. Tweedy raises her axe. Hanging upside down, Ginger holds up a length of the light strand as Mrs. Tweedy swings. Mrs. Tweedy grins at Ginger hanging from the wire, headless from her point of view. Ginger cranes her neck to look at Mrs. Tweedy with egg all over her face. Ginger shows her the severed light string, then lets go.
Bye-bye!
Bombs away!
Mrs. Tweedy falls through a barn window.
Oh, that was good! That was good!
Fowler buzzes the barn.
The old man voltage!
Mr. Tweedy sees his wife's leg sticking out of a safety valve on the pie machine. A warning reads, "Do not block." Her head hangs into a vat as gravy rises. A danger light flashes and the gravy pressure peaks in the red zone. As the gravy inches up toward Mrs. Tweedy, her husband leaves the barn. On the plane, Rocky and Ginger watch a gravy plume explode in the sky. Gravy drips down the barn doors. Mr. Tweedy opens them and sees his wife stuck in the safety valve of the blown-up machine and his dogs covered in gravy.
I told you they was organized.
She shakes with fury. The doors collapse on her, and Mr. Tweedy pokes around the gravy-covered ruins of the barn.
We did it, everyone!
Rocky spins Ginger in a hug. In the cockpit, Mac plants a kiss on Fowler's cheek. Babs and Bunty embrace, and the rats cry as they share a hug. Rocky pumps a fist, and Ginger shuts his beak, then kisses him. He wraps his wings around her. The plane tilts.
We're not there yet.
With flapping wings, the plane flies toward distant hills.
You can't see paradise if you don't pedal.
Golden sunlight warms the countryside. Later, Fowler flies a model plane for chicks in a class.
That's what I told him. What? We were losing altitude, you see. And
Bunty pushes Babs in a swing.
This is a lovely holiday. I'll be sad to go back.
Safety at all times is imperative.
No.
Mac loads a chick in a catapult.
Let her go!
As Ginger watches, Rocky joins her.
Is it as good as you imagined?
No. It's better.
She leans against him.
Come on, I'll show you how to play cricket.
They stroll toward a village while the rats lounge on a sign. Chicken sanctuary, keep out.
Right, here's a thought. Why don't we get an egg and start our own chicken farm? That way we'll have all the eggs we could eat.
Right. We'll need a chicken then.
No, we'll need an egg. You have the egg first. That's where you get the chicken from.
Oh, that's cobblers. If you don't have a chicken, where are you going to get an egg?
Have them the chicken. That comes from the egg.
Yeah, but you have to have an egg to have a chicken.
Yeah, but you've got to get the chicken first to get the egg, and then get the egg to get the chicken out.
Hang on. Let's go over this again.
The end. Remaining opening titles. Supervising animator, Lloyd Price. Edited by Mark Solomon. Supervising Director of Photography, Dave Alex Riddett. Line Producer, Carla Shelley. Music by John Powell and Harry Gregson-Williams. Based on an original story by Peter Lord and Nick Park. Screenplay by Carrie Kirkpatrick. Executive Producers, Jake Eberts, Jeffrey Katzenberg, Michael Rose. Produced by Peter Lord, David Sproxton, Nick Park. Directed by Peter Lord and Nick Park. Credits roll. Copyright 2000, DreamWorks LLC, Aardman Chicken Run Limited, and Pathé Image. All rights reserved. DreamWorks LLC, Aardman Chicken Run Limited, and Pathé Image are the authors and creators of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention. And all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liabilities and criminal prosecution.
The egg, obviously. Rolling along, happy as Larry, then crack! Hatches into the first chicken.
Yeah, but where'd the egg come from then?
What do you mean where it come from?
Egg comes rolling along, happy as Larry. It's wondering, where'd it come from? Without a chicken, you get no egg to come rolling along.
Well, conversely, without an egg to hatch into the chicken, there will be no chicken to lay the other egg that hatches into the chicken that lays the egg I mentioned in the first place.
So we've got two eggs now?
No, we're still talking about the very first egg.
Yeah, but what happened about the very first chicken?
It's in the very first egg. Aren't you listening?
Guys. Trying to enjoy paradise over here.
Oh, sorry, Gov.
Beg your pardon.
Won't happen again.
Thanks.
Git face.
Pillock.
Thinks he's such a big shot because he's got his name on a poster. It's showbiz folk all the same.
Yeah, the rats are the stars.
Yeah,
really,
they are. Of course they are.
But
we do all the hard work.
Birds.
He gets all the credit.
He gets everything,
yes,
doesn't he?
He does everything.
You said it, mate.
I know.
Distributed by DreamWorks Distribution LLC. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Universal, voiced by K.G. Tang. Logos appear. A starry night sky framed by fluffy white clouds tinged blue by light. DreamWorks SKG. Aardman. Pathé.